Andy, are you there?
I am there, sorry.
They're big seagulls, aren't they? You don't think it until you get right close up to them, but they're big.
They're big and terrifying, you know. I'm okay, but my friend I was with is a little bit, you know, has a bit of trauma after this.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Go on, what happened? Like,
well, I was going to a very old friend's party yesterday, you know, leaving the country, all this stuff. So, hadn't got time to get a bit of dinner. Went straight to the party, and then when I was leaving, went into Burger King on Grafton Street, and as soon as I left the place, this, what I would call a velociraptor, or size seagull, came, whipped it straight out of my hand, taking the food literally from my mouth.
Were you a little bit worse for wear that you couldn't put up a fight against a bird?
Well, I didn't, you know, I didn't know what my legal rights were. I didn't know if I could take on this bird. What would be the ramifications of this?
It's a gull-eat burger nasty kind of world, and it doesn't sound like you put up much of a fight, really. You're not giving a good account of yourself.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to punch a bird. I don't know. What's the rules and this kind of thing?
But look, just tell me, was there anybody there to witness it?
Just my...
Your friend. Has that line gone again? You're still there.
I'll see you later, sir.
And why is your friend so traumatized if it was your burger?
I guess it was just the shock of the incident, you know?
And was he quick about it, or was he brazen? I mean, did he stand there eyeing you up and say, Andy, I'm going to have you, and then
I didn't see it coming. It was like, you know, Tora Tora Tora, like the Japanese
kamikazes,
divers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of motion we're talking. Swooped in, swooped out.
So you're there with a goo on you for a bit of a late night meet, and
starving.
Literally swoops it out of your hand.
Yeah, and perched on Bewley's, having a bit of a meal, which, you know, it's probably the cheapest meal I've ever had in Bewley's anyway, but...
All right, and did you see him having a go at anybody else? I mean, were there other gulls around, or was this just one particularly cheeky gull?
There was a few of them, you know, whether they were just picking on poor defenceless people like myself, I don't know. But
so, gull cull, yes or no?
Oh, 100% gull cull, and I will back it. I will back it as much as I can.
Will you volunteer?
I will volunteer, you know, and they spoke about the Garth Brooks gigs. Enough about that. That didn't mean anything to anyone. I want proper action done on this.
Okay, so you'd be happy you'd be happy to man a machine gun nest above Burger King on Grafton Street if needs be.
I'll be happy to do that any day of the week. Because what's next? First burgers, then they'll be taking our jobs, they'll be taking our wives. Who knows what's going to happen next if we don't act on this.
Andy, good man, thank you very much. 51551, anybody else had similar experiences? Just before we go, Margaret, you've had to ban food from the school playground because of the seagulls.
That's true, Philip, yeah.
Because of the threat of seagulls, or had they actually done harm to any of the kids?
Well, I suppose it would be more like the threat, really, because we did notice them swooping quite a lot, you know, and we'd noticed them gathering before the 11 o'clock break. And again, they'd be gathering before the second break, you know. And as soon as we banned the food from the yard, the seagulls went somewhere else.
So hang on, you know, they were gathering before the bell had even rung for break.
Yes, yes, you'd see them. They knew when there was food going to be brought out.
Pavlovian, you know, seagulls.
Maybe
this is
bringing out the end of their sandwich or something that they might have had a chance to finish, you know, before lunch or something.
But God, that they would know to turn up at a quarter past 11 or whatever.
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah.
Hitchcock isn't in it at all, Margaret.
No, I know. It sounded kind of funny, but at the same time, when your friend, or the man who was on earlier, and he said his friend was traumatized. We just didn't want any children to be traumatised.
No,
you know?
Because so they are big, big birds when they swoop down on you. They're very, very big. All right, Margaret, thank you very much.
And I do worry a bit when I see people anywhere with small children and big birds. You know, they've got to be careful feeding the ducks or the geese or whatever.
Margaret, thank you very much for your call. And thank you very much, everybody else on the PRTB call. Sorry to have cut you all off. That is all that we have time for. Today's programme was produced by Tim Desmond, the BCO, Laura Lee Davis, Alistair McConnell, research, Cara O'Hare on sound, and Siobhan Hawk is the series producer. Derek Mooney is on his way now until Monday at the same time. Very good afternoon and a good weekend to all of you.
1850-715-815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.